Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our paranormal show, PBS Radio, Creation Light Shift Healing. So let's clear the day today, which is November 17th, 2017. And here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. That feels good. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Bring peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You have a situation going on, something emotional, mental. Let's clear that from you. You need to think of it first. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Ann, are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello. Welcome, everyone. It is Friday, as Ron said, November 17th, 2017. As it's Friday, that means it's paranormal night. So if you are having an issue or something you'd like Ron to try to help figure out for you, what's happening, write into us. You can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, if you're new, Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information on there. You'll want to check that out for sure. Do some of the free healings and, you know, learn more about all the things that Ron does. We have several wonderful healing sessions coming up that Ron does live over the phone, meaning you call in, you pay for them, you call in, you get a PIN number, and you listen to Ron talk and do clearings for us and he brings us to Creation Lightship. Tomorrow is a three-hour call where he'll also be charging 7 days of water for us. So that's at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Sunday, there's another seven-hour healing call, also 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. That starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And all the information about paying for that and signing up for it is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Then we'll talk more about this during the show, but on a week from tomorrow, which is November 25th, Ron is going to be doing a wonderful special healing session called Brain Cell Rejuvenation. This is going to be part one of four sessions. The charge is only $20, and you may be on this call absentee, which means if you sign up but you can't call in and listen live, that's okay. You'll still receive the energy. The prerequisites for it are quite simple. You just need to have done the emotional body and mental body clearings, which are pretty basic. I think people usually start out with those. And it should be really, you know, an exciting call. If you haven't received the flyer about that, you'll want to sign up for Ron's, to receive Ron's flyers, but also you can request it, and I'll send it out to you later tonight if you didn't get it. You can send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send out, has all the information on here. Do you want to talk about that a little, Ron?
Yeah. The four-hour call, we deal with ascension energies, and basically do water charging. And the ascension energies, we bring in like floating magnets, we bring the masters in. Every call is a little different, but that's basically kind of what it's about. And then the 7-hour call on Sunday is getting rid of the alien critters that are inside of your body. That helps bring back your spirit energy along with what you will say. Otherwise, you could have parts with you that are not human. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, Ron. I think that's wonderful. And we did have several people interested in knowing mostly if they could be absentee and also what the prerequisites are. So we've covered that. And if anyone has any other questions, of course, we'll announce when the follow-up sessions will be as Ron firms up those dates. But It'd be really great for everybody to try and join Ron on that healing call on the 25th. So I'll get on to some emails, Ron, and people have some questions about healing. So I'll start with those. Someone has a question about the Whole Life Light Infusion Healing Chamber clearing. Can you explain this clearing again, and is it similar to the Body Jumpstart clearing? But will it have more horsepower?
Boy. I can't answer that one because it's every clearing and healing is specific for a certain thing. So light infusion puts light back into you that can rebalance you. The other ones that we have are many clearings, you know, that are clearing away whole lifetime stuff. So it's completely different. So if you wanted to do the whole lifetime with the unlimited of the light infusion chamber, that's just going to put light into you. Make you probably feel better to where maybe you're lacking some light in your body. And it could even take away some aches and pains. So it more or less works in the present moment and the now, where the other clearings, you know, work differently. They work with your whole lifetime and go back in time. So hopefully that's helped you a little bit there. Back to you.
Okay, and I would add that the Body Jumpstart is, of course, a wonderful one to focus on something that's happening physically. And I would say the light infusion chamber would be a wonderful complement to be running that alongside those other clearings.
Yeah, very good, yes.
Yeah. And, okay. Let me go get some more questions here. Sorry, I just had my computer jump there. There we go. Can you talk a little bit, Ron, about the IQ and education clearings? What exactly is the IQ clearing? And then in regards to the education clearing, this person writes in, for 30 years I've been undoing learning and being told things. I never put stock in education. So would this clearing remove the memories and really clean everything out back to zero?
Well, that's an awful lot to ask. You know, I'm sure that it can help you out with that. I'll turn that over to people who are listening who may have done the IQ and the education. So if you could maybe input something to us, CLS questions at Yahoo. I'll have maybe you guys describe out there what it's like. So both of those are different clearings, but they still work with how you are, you know, maybe looking at things, how you're viewing things, how maybe you got mixed up on what meanings of different words are and things. You know what I mean? The program in itself. So that's kind of what the clearings are there for. It's just to bring you more into the present moment and to get rid of all those extra inputs that you've had throughout your life. We'll just see if somebody can maybe let us know how you felt about that and the differences. Back to you.
Okay, great. And on someone wrote in to ask, Ron, on November 4th, I guess that is the right date, you did that wonderful clearing for us where you put our homes on the new earth, the CLS new earth. So this listener has a question, do I still need to put my online clearings through the new earth transport if I have my home, you know, on the new earth?
Yes, you need to, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I would think so. I find it even more powerful now. I really feel every time I put something through the New Earth transport, it really feels really feels good. Okay, so someone is asking, are there healings or clearings for depression and stress on the website?
Yes, both there are. Yeah. We got them, and we got loneliness, got a hope clearing, we got one that you may want to look into, cultural enslavement, got a slavery clearing. Let's see what else is there that we don't normally talk about.
Well, there's the death barcode, Ron, and that has the stress death barcodes I thought of.
And also depression, yeah. So.
Right. Oh, and, you know, that reminds me of something I've had in my mind that we haven't talked about this in a while, and I just want to remind people and also maybe some people, you know, didn't get this yet, but Ron has, as you'll, if you don't know, find out very quickly, hundreds of healings on his website, and he gifts us with additions to some of the healings sometimes. For instance, on the death barcode, he's allowed us to continue to run those more to clear depression for ourselves. And another thing, that when you do a whole life healing, you run it for your body. Let's say you're doing the emotional healing, you run it your whole life for your body, then your whole life for your spirit. And if you have purchased it as unlimited, you can also run, again, body and spirit for these following four things to be released: bitterness, depression, shackles, and vortices. So I'm going to, if you want to write that down, and you just put after your name, bitterness, or I always write my name, in time and out of time, bitterness. In time and out of time, depression. And so it's, again, I'll say the four add-ons to the whole life healings: bitterness, depression, shackles, and vortices. So we thank you for that, Ron, and I feel like it's been quite a while since we mentioned it. So I want to make sure people are aware.
Wonderful. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't, you know, talked about that, so. Let me get back to our inbox here. So people are, if you want to sign up to receive newsletters from Ron, you just go to his website, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a little space that you can put your email address in. And Ryan will send those out to you. Okay. Question, faster time to run the magnetic and twisted body clearing. I guess they're really asking, can they open up three tabs to run three? Okay. Let me just explain another way that Ron has told us we can do this clearing. Part of this person's question is, can they run, have the spirit infusion running on one computer and the magnetic and twisted body another? And yes, of course, that's a great thing to do. But how Ron has suggested we do the magnetic and twisted body to make it go a little faster is to actually run 10 bodies at a time. So you can set the first time you're going to run it to 10 and put in the top bodies 1 through 10, and then just keep going, bodies 11 through 20. And I run each of those sections of 10 for 50 minutes, since it was originally 5 minutes. So instead of 5 minutes having to change the timer through 108 bodies, you can do 10 at a time, and it goes much more quickly. I hope that works.
Running them for 5 minutes?
For 50. For like 1 through 10 bodies. Right, takes 50. I put it in for 50 minutes.
50.
Right.
Okay.
And that seems to clear it. Yeah, it was several months ago, I think, Ron, that you kind of came up with that. So, okay.
Am I doing a clearing or two for people tonight? we could maybe ask something that would be a general clearing that everybody could use. It could be specific to, you know, the person sending in the email, but, you know, it needs to be, you know, one that everyone else could use also.
Well, a listener did mention stress. Is that too broad, or maybe stress or anxiety?
Well, you'd have to figure out your own stress.
Right.
I don't have any stress, and I can't clear it because I need to have something that makes you stressful. Remember, you're perfect the way the light sees you, regardless of what you think you don't or do have extra or missing or whatever. So you need to mention, squawk about it, you know, in order to have a healing, because everything else would be perfect. And you are perfect because that's what you created, and you're living your perfection. So, yes, another way of saying it, which I don't know if it would sound sarcastic or not, but, you know, if you created traumas and traumas and heartache and everything else you got sucked into somehow, remember, it's inside of you. You only have two types of energies, one that's inside of you, your DNA, your ancestors, beliefs, and then you have external stuff from the aliens coming to you. So either way, you know, if you're marked, we'll say, you're dealing with it, and you got the bag in your hand, you know, it's in your backpack. So it doesn't matter how it came into your life, whether it's good or bad, different or whatever. If you have it, you have it, and it's up to you to get rid of it. So you actually, in a sense, have it created, because it's using your life force energy to create this energy. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. You're drawn to it, get upset about it, or really, really happy and giggly, and you don't like giggling a lot, then, you know, you still created it. It's up to you to get it off of you. So if you look at it that way, yeah, I got this stuff, this is a problem, I don't like it. Well, that's, you know, you need to get it released, so you bring in more of your spirit energy, which is a neutral, neutrality and balance. So, regardless of what you have, and you may say, I never even caused that, and I have this situation now. Well, somehow it's dealing with you some way. You opened the door and it came in. Maybe you meditated, you know, 30 years ago and opened the door, and now, you know, this energy, this thing or whatever is attached to you, or you did some kind of spiritual practice or went out of your body too much or whatever, you know. Everybody has their own way of bringing in darkness. A lot of times you don't realize what's happened, you know, and all of a sudden now you're dealing with something that could have happened when you were 5 years of age. So regardless, you have it, you're stuck with it until you can get rid of it. That's why we have clearings to get this stuff out of you. Hopefully that's a different way of putting it. Now, it's still your stuff, you know, and you need to get rid of it. So, and you could have even passed it on to your children, if you have children. So, you know, because that's genetic information. So automatically, you may want to clear them too of it. But they don't have to deal with it when they, you know, get your age, maybe 30, 40 years later, or because they will inherit your stuff. So you could clean yourself out, and that could help them a little bit, because it will get rid of that energy that gets bouncing back and forth between family members. But you still want to clean them out of your issue. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, yes. And that's a great reminder that whenever you do healings for us, including on your live healing calls, we always need to request of the light being doctors exactly what it is we want worked on. And I like to write things down, especially if you're going to be absentee, of course that works. But even if not, in case, I don't know, you could get busy or somehow unfocused, and I think it's always a good idea to write down what it is you want the light beings to look at. So It would be lovely, Ron, if you'd like to do a sample for us.
Okay.
I think people understand now that you can't just sit. You have to have something in mind for Ron to clear.
Oh, here we go. It's your choice of what you want to have cleared. Count to 20 to release it from you. That's that thought you're looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Here we go. So you should feel better right now when you look at it. This piece replaced whatever you were looking at that's bothering you. You could have a lot more energies there, but I cleared the one thought away. And when you bring up the next thought, that'll still be, there. So you may want to get that clear. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. If somebody's wondering why their whole lifetime, this is the reason. If all these thoughts, it's an issue. That's lots of issues, you know. Unfortunately, we have just, way more than 100 of them, let's say, put it that way, to make it so you can understand what you're dealing with. And then you have all the thoughts that get associated with it throughout your daily life or living monthly, you know. Want to release those so you can be at peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. So I'd like to read another email, Ron. This is a good one, I guess, for paranormal. Hi, Ron. Strange events are happening. Things occur before they're supposed to. For example, I went to boil water only to find water already boiling. Don't remember putting the pot on the stove. Other events just like that happen daily. I recently moved to live and work on an Indian reserve. Same thing happened 15 years ago when residing on another reserve nearby. What clearings can I use? Thanks. 15 years ago, I thought I was going crazy. Now I know Ron has the answer. Thanks so much.
It feels like those timelines are becoming solidified. That's how I would put it. The timelines that you're living in that you don't know anything about all of a sudden appear in your current reality. Boy, that's kind of a rough one to try to release. Let me think here. Here an out clearing may help.
That was the first.
It's just that you have the timelines there, and you're viewing the timelines, which is actually maybe ahead of yourself on those timelines. That's why you're seeing it. So you're actually, timelines that you're seeing the water boiling on, that you were thinking about doing it, but you're on a timeline that is behind that. Maybe they're bouncing you back and forth and they're taking away your memory. You actually did, remember, you're in the holographic reality still, not in the now on the now timeline. So you may want to check that out. You did the house clearing by being in the now with the new earth. That should not typically happen. Something got contaminated, if that's the case, because you're actually seeing two different timelines manifested. And it may be wiping your mind on the one that you actually boiled the water, then you came back, thought you had to do it maybe 5 minutes after the water is on the stove boiling, and all of a sudden you go, wow, how'd that happen? Well, they did a mind swipe of you doing that, and now you have your full consciousness on the timeline now. So see if anybody else has a clue for that. That is kind of it's very, very disconcerting, but that's what I would say is happening. It'd be similar if somebody else got dropped into your timeline. So it's not that unusual. Like cars coming into your timeline and people walking. They weren't across the street or behind you, and now they're there. The way they could have got there unless they got dropped in. Or something like that, but you're doing it, yourself, and you don't have the memory of it. much like losing your keys and stuff, like a deja vu pattern. But that's very good because it's material now. So we'll see if anybody else has anything to add to that.
Well, on the brain rejuvenation flyer, Ron, you did suggest that people could run the 12 source energies recording. Do you think that would help this person in their home to feel more?
Yeah, that would be a good one to run.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can have a some kind of music player that allows you to run things constantly, that would be really good. And all the commands that you've taught, Ron, to just command to be on the CLS New Earth and do the check with your finger to make sure, up to your nose to make sure you're in the now, just to constantly, and to constantly do the mind to heart drop. And as you said, the first thing that occurred to me was the Be Here Now, which is a free clearing on Ron's site.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, yes, and actually I'll send that person an email because they weren't sure if they could listen to the show tonight. So if anyone has any other suggestions for them, I'll forward it on. Okay, another question here, Ron. I'm in southern Mexico where there are many Mayan pyramid sites. Also, the country has just finished celebrating the Day of the Dead, a very large celebration. I have been living here for almost 3 months. My question is that for some reason, my physical body is not comfortable in the city I'm in. It feels uncomfortable and somehow really heavy, like gravity is heavier here. Everything is made out of stone, concrete, and tiles. I'm wondering whether I should see this as a sign that this is not a good place for me. Thank you very much, Ron.
Well, I would say that's correct. I was feeling the energy as you were saying that, and yeah, the body, doesn't want to be slimed there. Very possibly, your body genetics could have been there too. At some point in time, a lot of those pyramids and things there, they precise, we'll just call them, you could have been get over the head or had your, body organs taken out for sacrifices or something, and the body knows that and feel, awful, or you're losing energy when you're there. So I would think you're probably losing a lot of energy trying to combat what's happening. All these critters that are there, aliens that you can't see, are probably wanting you to recycle that old energy. So, I can normally say, run, don't walk. If you have a way to get out, that just to self-released, body can feel better because there is energetic stuff going on there probably. Certainly feels that way to me.
Okay, that's very hopefully that's very helpful to that listener. Okay, so we were talking a bit ago about the add-ons you've given us, Ron, for the whole life clearings, and a person's asking, can that work for the whole life cordings and infection body? Yes, it's all the whole life healings you can do those for. Then they say, in one of the archives, it was mentioned you could also remove grief from the whole life clearings. Is this correct?
Well, we have a whole life grief clearing. Okay. You don't want any. Okay, let's rephrase this a little differently because this could go south pretty easily. Well, some people, I had one person asking, well, gee, I did the emotional clearing, and that's wonderful. And can I add other situations in there? Like names of other whole lifetime clearings, can I do those on my emotional clearing, can I do trauma on this and anxiety? No, there's a whole lifetime clearing there. You need to clean out that energy body. If there's not, whole lifetime clearing, then you could, you know, change it and put that into that one of those clearings, if you like, just to add more stuff to it. You maybe got to get rid of the source. That's the whole lifetime. Oh, I don't know. We have quite a few clearings, you know, like sadness and loneliness, and there's so many energetic bodies that you want to clear. So you could add something if you don't have an energetic body clearing for that. Let's put it that way. Back to you.
Okay. So, you know, Ron, though, I'm trying to recall if we ever did discuss the grief, but do we have a grief whole life clearing? I'm just checking.
Pretty sure we have one.
Okay. Right, because that's true. You don't want to do one. I don't know, though. Okay, well, we'll see. Yeah, I think you've said, someone's sending me a message here, that you would do grief on the special clearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, if that's the case, yeah.
Okay.
I saw grief clearing, so anyway.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
All right, so here's something interesting. Hi, Ron, wonderful work. Thanks so much. What is actually happening when I think of something simple like getting a parking space and I consistently get one? Is instant manifestation connected to aliens, ETs, and the higher self, etc.?
Well, let's see. I would say yes. So remember, when you're using the law of cause and effect, either you're using your energy to produce an outcome, right? That means that you have battle of the minds. Your mind is stronger than somebody else's that wants the same thing as you, okay? And so you're able to, or mind energy, to bring it to you. That's one way to look at it. The other way is maybe you have some alien guides with you, and that reference what we're talking about here. So you have these aliens that are around you, and these aliens you've been praying to for a long time, and so when you want to have something, they're there to oblige you to give you what you want to have. So you're actually connecting yourself to the alien mind matrix. We could call that the holographic reality. So you're able to input very easily into it. You may have some alien helpers out there, and they're bringing to you law of cause and effect very easily compared to someone else who maybe doesn't have those energies with them. So that's kind of the way, you know, I would look at it. So things are coming to you probably because of your past energies if you're not in the present moment. If you're not in the present moment, then you're on the alien timeline reality. You know, and that's all holographic realities, timelines that only exist because they're using your energy to manifest them. And your energy then is being used by the aliens to create everything around you. Unless they have their own energies. Basically, you know, that's the way I would look at that. Back to you.
Okay. So somebody wrote in that we were talking, you did a clearing for stress, Ron, and someone wrote in they have stress from a divorce situation. And so just to clarify on when Ron does healings, you don't need to tell him necessarily or tell right in what your issue is. You just need to say it out loud where you are or write it down, and you'll be cleared in your own home, so you don't have to really, give us the details. And also someone asked me to talk a little more about the death barcode and how to do the depression and stress. So first of all, before you buy the Death Barcode Clearing, and it's a really good one to buy, you want to send Ron an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com and put in your subject line Death Barcode and ask Ron how many Death Barcodes you have before you remove them. So we've heard all sorts of numbers. Some people have two, some people have 100. And you want to make sure you get the number correctly from Ron. Then you do your physical Death Barcode, you'll see once you purchase the clearing. And then the second day, once you've cleared the Death Barcode, you do the stress Death Barcode. Once you've cleared all of those and put them through the New Earth Transport, you can go back into the clearing and after your name at the top, write in depression and clear that through the all three steps. I think you just put it through physical Death Barcode part one and then the three steps that are down at the bottom, barcode time removal, emotional trauma release, and then spirit integration. And you can do as many depression barcodes as you feel you need or till you have some relief and feel better. So I hope that was clear. And it's kind of hard to, you know, understand all the details about a clearing when you're not looking at it. But if you haven't done that one, start with writing to Ron and find out how many you have. And then, you know, if, as you start to do it, if you have more questions, please write in again. Okay. Okay. Will the website clear clones on the alien attack page? Yes. The alien attack page is a very wonderful clearing. It's very thorough. It's a great one to do often. I know there are some listeners that just keep that going all the time, right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And then also we do have some clearings that are not on the website that if you don't have them, it's the alien to light, clone to light, and human-animal hybrid to light clearings that you need to request at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And so one of those also will put spirit back into a clone. Right, Ron? Is that the right way to explain that?
Yeah, it can make the clone become human. So give it a spirit, and also the body will be completely changed to a body of light like most humans would be. So just making it sound simple, it'll re-energize the clone body with light codes. That's, I guess, the simplest way to state that.
Okay. Let me get some more questions here. Okay. How to deal with people's anger? I have to deal with some very hostile people these days. How do I protect myself?
Well, you want to find out how they're entering into your system. They're coming into you for a reason, like we talked about earlier. What is the energies that's coming into, that you're transmitting out? You know, you got to kind of look at that and see if you can, you know, reverse engineer it, so to speak. They're coming to you for a reason. And even though, you know, you're like a victim, you got to figure out what that is and then do a clearing for that. Some type of issue there.
Do you think it's a safe bet that a person attacking another person on that level is in their soul family, Ron?
Boy, I really don't know if they're doing that way. It could be possible.
What about courting? Just the people courting, clearing, that help?
Yeah, it could be courting, but no family, I don't think, would do something that awful.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Remember, the soul family will have the memory of that tragedy, you know, if it's really a really negative thing. So I don't think... Anyway, I don't think it would work that way.
Okay. Okay. Well, here's something interesting that might help that listener. I have been using the space clearing and the dark side mind control clearings at work and at home, and I am amazed at the positive results. Problems and situations I have been dealing with for years suddenly resolved, leaving me in a much better place both at work and at home. I wish I had found Creation Lightship sooner. Thank you, Ron and crew.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
There's so much that we don't really know, you know, what's really happening to us. And, you know, we do have a lot of remedies, you know, on the lightship, you know, on the clearings.
Right, and as always, you want to start with the emotional body clearing.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so, oh, good. That person that was asking about the death barcode did do that, but now, okay, they say their login isn't working, so... That's weird. I'll send that out. It should still work. There's no reason why it wouldn't continue to. You should be able to get in there. Okay. Can you say a little bit, Ron, about twin flames? Could you say a bit about what it is? There's so much phony information out there on this topic.
Okay. Your twin flame, when you're first created... and I can't exactly say if you were on the light ship and you split or after you were on the light ship and you left the light ship, but at some point there, you became two. So you had you and like an identical twin of you. We'll just say twin spirits, okay? So, and making it more simpler, we'll just make one male and one female, okay? And so now you're balanced because you have a male and a female energy there. And so you decided to come here, and your twin flame decided to go somewhere else. And so you're experiencing life. You know, half of you is here, and half of the other part of you is somewhere else. But you may not ever even know where they are. That's why we do the 4-1 clearing. Hopefully I'll be able to start doing those again pretty quick here. I have one person that's waiting quite a while. I just haven't had the opportunity and the time to do it. There's been so much going on recently here. But basically, twin flame is your other half. Once you meet your twin flame, and very few are on this planet, okay? But once you meet your other half, then at that point, you don't feel the loneliness any longer because you're looking for a partner outside of yourself, right? A relationship with some other person. And at first it might seem fulfilling, but then after a while, you know, maybe after a month or two, then you realize that that's really not your twin flame. Even though you didn't really go into the relationship thinking it, but it felt really good. Once you have your twin flame energy brought to you, then you're no longer yearning, and that loneliness that you would have inside of you has disappeared. So that's your twin flame. It's your other half. At times, it's pretty difficult for people who are physical here, who may find their twin flame, to have a relationship, you know, with somebody else, because once you have twin flame, you don't really need anybody else to fulfill that gap inside of you. It's perfectly filled up. And you feel more secure, and you've been looking for that your whole lifetime, and really probably all lifetimes that you were here. So that's kind of the way I would, clarify the twin flame energy. Anything else you'd want to add yourself?
Well, I know that everyone who's done it feels very fulfilled and peaceful and less lonely, less searching, less needy, almost. A lot of people that feel or have felt they're alone and, maybe don't have a partner in life, all of a sudden, don't have that need anymore. They feel satisfied and comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And then you stop searching. I think the main thing is that loneliness leaves you. Always feel, fulfilled inside of yourself. Not looking for something outside of yourself to fill your needs, serve those needs that you really don't know what they are. But, they get them filled one day, and then all of a sudden it's not strong enough, and back to searching again. That's sort of the way, I perceive that. It might be like trying to find information on a subject. Say you first, maybe do a Google search on any type of subject, and you get the answers on maybe one website, and then you go, well, I wonder if there's more out there. So you start questioning, uh-oh, I need more information. Well, that's kind of the way to do the twin flame, going through partnership relationships with people. So the fact that the person couldn't fulfill twin flame's energy that should be inside of you, and you're looking outside of yourself for that. Anyway, that's kind of the way it is. Back to you.
I would say just as finding Creation Lightship Healings is also the end of searching. For so many people who are into New Age teachings or religions, and you're always searching, but once you find Creation Lightship, you found source energy, and it's like you found home base. You don't have to keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Being in a house with the new earth clearing feels similar to when Ron makes people real at the expo, but for the entire house. So that's, again, a thank you to you, Ron, for the November 4th clearing. That was really great. And then this person has a question, and I'm not sure what they're referring to, but has the pendant symbol to fight aliens been approved?
Not yet. I'm still okay. Getting closer.
Okay, great. Okay. When you do, another question about the New Earth transport, when you do maintenance updates for your emotional bodies, say 1 week or 8 hours, do you also include those on the New Earth transport clearing?
Yeah, you could just, I would say yes. You did a clearing, emotional clearing for, something, whatever it would be, being upset from this incident. That's it.
Right.
Put that over
right
there.
I wouldn't hesitate to just do the New Earth transport every time you think of it, every day. Do it often because it feels really good. And then they go on to say, yesterday I saw a friend from my former spiritual group. It had been 10 months since I left the group. My friend commented that I was glowing and my skin looked good, hence she was open to listening to what I had to say about your teachings. Blessings to you.
That's great. Very
yeah
good.
And, unfortunately, pretty rare. So that's very nice that happened, but I think a lot of people, we mostly experience a lot of frustration trying to tell people about Creation Lightship. But, okay. Yeah, someone, I think we've gone over. Okay. Okay, here's a good question. To heal the mind and body when we get on the new Earth, will we be out of the alien mind matrix and out of the prison the aliens made for us? Are the healings just to have more clarity and comfort before we go completely to the new Earth?
Okay. The new Earth will not be here after ascension unless somehow, you know, some Earth spirit, some spirit would want to materialize that, okay? New Earth is just strictly like a holding place, a holding pattern, holding location for you to enter into to feel the energy. So the new Earth is not typically going to be around at ascension time. But if this is like a pre-ascension new Earth that you're going into, but it may not be here. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. So don't think that when you're on the new Earth that that's going to be, rematerialized over again. Because it may not be. I'm just doing that this time so people can experience this and, you know, try to live a better life without all the confusion around you, you know? So it's that's why I put it in place, to give you people a chance to actually feel what it's like to be more in source energy. You can talk about source energy all you want. Everybody at Expo talks about it, but they don't really have any proof or way to bring it in. So this is actually, you know, where I wanted it, I guess it would be like the word meat and potatoes, you know. So we wanted to have energy for people to use and to be there, and that way you could be more in peace. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
Yes. Yes, it does. Wow, Ron, this show is coming to an end so quickly. We're getting so much great information in tonight, but I was wondering if perhaps we could do another sample. Somebody has a question about the Alien Freedom Bundle and whether it's unlimited or lasts for 3 months, and it's an unlimited clearing bundle. It costs only $150, and it's 4 clearings that are yours for life. It's the abduction clearing, the alien blood barcode, alien slime disconnection, and alien web coat removal. And I was wondering, since that came up as a question, Ron, are there any of those that we could possibly do as a sample?
This is a web coat.
Okay.
Here we go. So this will take some energy off of you that's typically wrapped around you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Oh, you have to say it out loud naturally. This is what you say. And I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate it. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like an elevator dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. No blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, and for being the co-host. And also thank the ladies behind the scenes helping out. We'll hope to see you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. We've got a 3-hour ascension call. Bye, everybody.